Paul Neat was 4 years old when his dad took him for a run. On Sunday, the 51-year-old, a father himself now, will continue his lifelong passion, cheered on by his wife and 4-year-old son as he races in the Times Colonist 10K. Although I am usually a solitary runner, I must say I really enjoy the experience of running with all the people, in the TC 10K, he said. He said that it won't be long before he continues the family tradition by taking his son, Callum, out for runs. Neat still has memories of running with his father in their neighborhood in Halifax, where he grew up. Sunday's Times Colonist 10K, starting at 8 a.m., will be the 34th running of the race, which began as the Garden City 10K in 1989. The Times Colonist became the title sponsor in 2000. While top Canadian and international athletes work on shaving minutes and seconds off their time, others are just as happy shaving off a few kilograms while training for the run. It all started off back in 2007 when two of my friends and I made a bet that the last person at the race buys lunch, said Crystal Bleakley, who is in her 40s. I wasn't the fastest, but I still didn't have to buy lunch because one of my friends didn't run. These days she runs to stay in shape, especially after having two babies during the pandemic, one in 2019 and the newest in 2021. Her husband, Andrew, is one of those rare individuals who runs just once a year, at the TC 10K, without any training. I sure pay for it, I am sore the next day, said the 43-year-old. I am faster than Crystal in the first part of the race, pacing is not my thing, but then she catches up and beats me. His best time has been under 50 minutes, but he is about 2 minutes slower now. Participants arrived at a steady pace Friday at Uptown to pick up their race packets. Despite a lineup that sometimes snaked out the door, most people received their race bib and t-shirt in under 5 minutes. In 1989, 1,600 runners signed up for the inaugural event. This year, close to 7,500 people signed up, a jump from the 5,500 in 2022. The first in-person race after a 2-year hiatus due to COVID-19. There's been a significant jump in the number of people compared with last year, and they all seem happy to be back, said Lynn Ross, a volunteer coordinator. While it has been busy, people have been patient and quick to compliment and thank volunteers. That means a lot to us. The route goes along Government Street, Wharf Street, Yates Street, Cook Street, Richardson Street, Moss Street, May Street, Memorial Crescent, Dallas Road, Erie Street and finishes on Belleville Street in front of the BC Legislature. Many people will walk the route. It's fun to walk the streets with no traffic, said Deidre Langlois, who is in her 50s. This is my second time and I am looking forward to walking it with my husband. The TC 10K is organized by Run Sport, a not-for-profit society. It raises funds for 6 charity partners. This year $42,000 has already been raised for the BC Cancer Foundation, Help Fill a Dream, Easter Seals BC, Yukon, Every Step Counts, Victoria Hospitals Foundation and Buddy Check for Jesse. Parai at timescolonist.com. ![ To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at timescolonist.com.